Amanda Mazizzle, happy birthday. Okay, enough with that. But basically, actually, this is how this kind of whole thing started. I actually used to make these kinds of CDs for people for their birthdays. I used to just pick songs and introduce songs, either songs that reminded me of them or, just funny stuff and, random stuff, and just pick songs and play them and, give a little story in the beginning of it. But for you, obviously, since my CD making has grown since I started doing this, you're the first like birthday CD I've made, like old school birthday CD. But it's gonna be it's not officially old school. But I'm just gonna start. I'm just gonna start. I'm not even gonna like preface it with anything. So you may or may not know this, but I have this thing where I refuse to look at lyrics. I refuse to look at lyric websites. I cannot look through CD booklets and look at the lyrics. I refuse. Why? Good question. Because it would eliminate the beauty of misheard lyrics. Back in the day, unless you had that little CD booklet with the lyrics and the pictures, you were never really sure of what the lyrics were, unless you had that. And nowadays, you just type in lyrics and it comes up, and it's just too easy to get lyrics now. And it eliminates the possibility for misheard lyrics. So I refuse. I just simply refuse. So as you can see, if you haven't guessed already, this CD for you, for your birthday, is going to be all about misheard lyrics. And it's funny, actually. I've been documenting my misheard lyrics because they'll come on shuffle. I'll just be listening to my iPod and a song will come on shuffle and it'll be something you haven't heard in a really long time. It'll be something I haven't heard in like, oh, almost a decade. And then I start to sing it and then I think, wait a minute, that can't be right. But when you're little, you think that you're singing it right. You just don't even question it when you're little. Anyway, I'm just gonna start off with one that I most recently discovered. There's a song called Freak Like Me by Idina Howard. Now you might know it, and you might not. It's one of those like throwback R&B jams. There's a part in it where she's like, I need a and all this time I've been singing Breath Mint Brother. Like, I need a Breath Mint. I need a Breath Mint Brother that can satisfy me. Yeah, that'll definitely satisfy you as a Breath Mint Brother. So that's one to just start this whole thing off with. So moving on, this next one is unacceptable, really, because I was about, oh, 14, 15 when this song came out, so there's really no excuse for me singing this lyric, but I did. So that song by Pink, Just Like a Pill. You're just like a pill, instead of making me better, you keep making Now, there's a lot of points in that song where I'm unsure of what she's saying, but there's the one part where she's like, I might have it right, but I refuse to look, as you know, where she's like, to the middle of my frustrated fears. I don't know if I'm singing right, to the middle of my frustrated fears. Now, I'm not sure if that's what she's saying, but if it is, that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, Pink, come on, what are you doing? To the middle of my frustrated fears. But it gets better. So, as if that line wasn't enough, frustrated fears. You know how she says, and I swear? Well, back in the day, good old middle school, I thought it was in the square. To the middle of my frustrated fears in the square. Yeah, let me just go to the middle of my frustrated fears in the square. Let me just do that.
To the middle of my frustrated fears in the square.
You know that song by Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson is one of those people who's has a general theme of misheard lyrics, because that boy slurs quite a bit, and he gets all like hip, he gets all like high like that, and you can never really tell. Anyway, there's a couple, but my two favorite misheard lyrics would be one from Man in the Mirror. Love that song, but I'm not sure if it's correct. And this is another thing about misheard lyrics, where it's like, it might be the right lyric, but to me, it's still funny. So the part where he's like, that part. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure he's saying broken bottle tops. Broken bottle tops. Now, what do broken bottle tops have to do with anything in this song? I don't know. Which is, I mean, it. Those are. That's the. What's one of the lyrics where I am so tempted to just Google that shit, but I can't do it. I can't. And the other Michael Jackson misheard lyric. Now, this is funny. It's really an exciting time when misheard lyrics actually come out into the open. And usually it's extremely embarrassing. But this is a fun story. Back when I worked at Pete's Coffee and Tea, as a barista, we would play this game that I sort of invented. And say I was on register and then somebody else was on bar. And I get the girl's name and her name is Jane. So I would put, for her name, I would put Lynch, and then for the little, like, typewriter for the description of the drink, like if there's, like, an, you know, ad shot, pull, seven, you know, skim, that kind of thing, I would put the hint to what it is. So it would say Lynch, and then the hint would be something like, you know, Glee's Sue. And then they would say, small latte for Jane, you know, because Jane Lynch, who plays Sue on Glee. So that was that little game that we had going. Anyway, this woman comes in, and her name is Billy. And I'm like, ah, oh, Billie Jean. So I put Jean as the name. And then for the hint, I put, is at my door. And the girl was like, small latte? She didn't know. And I'm like, how could you not know? And then I'm like, Billie Jean is at my door. Billie Jean is at my door. Like, no. That is not it. And oh boy, it is not that lyric. And actually, 90% of the lyrics that I thought I knew in Billie Jean, false. Billie Jean is at my door. Michael Jackson is extremely indecipherable. You know that other song where he does with Janet Jackson? Now Janet Jackson's tough too, but that one song with Janet Jackson, Scream. I would say that 95% of those lyrics in that song are completely indecipherable. Even the beginning, it took me years to actually hear that he was saying, I'm tired of the injustice. But the rest, don't have it. It's like, I'm tired of injustice, bring it to me. I have no idea. I sort of just kind of make sounds. And it kind of gets even worse because that song, when it came out, I was so young. I think I was like 8 or 9, and those lyrics are so advanced. Especially that, and where it kind of gets to the chorus, like, you're trying to cope with every lie they scrutinize. Like, you try to cope with every lie they scrutinize. Now, okay, why would an 8-year-old think that that's what those lyrics are? Why does Michael Jackson do this to us? I wish that it was a little bit more decipherable, but you can only imagine how I would sing that song when I was a little girl. Moving on. Enough of Michael Jackson. Let's talk about Janet for just a minute. Now, Janet Jackson, she's pretty okay. I would say 50% of the time I can totally understand what she's saying. But there's this one song called If. And it's a really, really cool song. I love the song so much. I even want to do like a little kind of acoustic version to it. Yeah, so I make it all sound edgy and stuff. I know absolutely nothing until the chorus. That's how it is. That's how it is with a lot of these songs. I mean, just listen. If you were to sit next to me while I sing my lyrics, you wouldn't really be able to catch that I'm singing the wrong lyrics because you can't really understand what Janet Jackson's saying anyway. Plus, I know just those key words that are actually the true lyric. Here, if you want to hear what it's like, DC. I have no idea what she's saying, especially with the part where she's like, hitting the bomb, DC. What is she singing about Washington, DC? Like, I have no fucking clue. And it's the joy, the beauty. And then there's another part, like the chorus is generally understandable, but there's another part in the second verse. I feel like she's saying, like, got to keep my anonymity. Like, gotta keep my anonymity. I gotta stay anonymous. Now, obviously, I thought of that lyric as I was older, but with my age, still, I cannot decipher. Now, sliding away from the Jacksons for a little bit, since we both work at Apple, do you remember back in the day when U2 had their own iPod? Remember that? Those were good times. And they had that song where they went from... Oh, that song. That song is great. I love that song. I love the riff in it. I love everything. But there's a part. I still, obviously, with these lyrics, I have no idea still what they're saying. But in the chorus where he's like... That part. I feel like he's saying jazzy phone. Like, that's a jazzy phone. Jazzy phone! So I always sing that. Always sing that. Also, keeping in the Apple vein, anytime I demo the Monster Beats, I always play No Diggity. I have to play No Diggity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Mm-hmm. I like the play. Mm-hmm. No Diggity, no doubt.
And there's a part right when they get to the verse, and that guy goes, I always, and I still sing it to this day, I always thought he was saying foot long. But I get down foot long. Give me that foot long. So there's, you know that song by Pilot.
Oh ho ho, it's magic, you know.
There's a part where he's like, never
been away. Never seen a date rape.
I thought it was never seen a date rape.
Never seen a date rape.
I've never seen a date rape. I mean, I'll put it in a song. I've never seen one. Speaking of undecipherable, which are pretty much a lot of these lyrics, you know that song by Michelle Branch, Are You Happy Now?
You tell me that you're happy now.
That song. All Michelle Branch, I have no complaints with Michelle Branch. I can always understand what she's saying, except in the middle of this one song, she gets all intense and she's like,
"Mary, have everything work. You can ever give something you ain't got. You can run away from yourself."
What the fuck is she saying? And no, I only know like key words, so I kind of put in slurring along with the key words, like.
Do you really have everything for? You can have me something you need. You'll be better when I'm
there. That whole chunk, it's like a 15-second chunk. I have no idea what she's saying. So Michelle Branch, I am disappointed.
Come on.
Back in the day, you may know this song by Technotronic. Oh man, I was obsessed with this song. This was back when I had my tape player, and I'd say this was like, I don't know, 94, maybe 96? I'm not sure. But there was a tape out called Dance Mix USA, and I wanted it. I wanted it so bad, but only because it had that one song on it by Technotronic.
Shake that body. Shake that body.
Loved that song. I even would like play it backwards back when tapes actually played backwards, and oh, I was obsessed with the song. I know it forward and backward. Anyway, there's a part in that song where he's like, so I always thought he was saying this box is strong, like this is a strong box. This box is strong.
Many different flavors, yeah, this box is strong.
Get into the hot stuff, let me pour a little song.
Favorite songs that I have no idea what the lyrics are is Come On Eileen. You know that song.
Come on Eileen, oh I swear, at this moment, you need everything.
Pretty much the entire song, aside from the chorus is undecipherable. Undecipherable. I mean, it got the beginning where it's like, poor old Johnny Ray, but then after that,
poor old Johnny Ray.
Yeah, that was a good one. Sometimes when it's completely indecipherable, I just make shit up. So that part, Our Brother's 12.
Our Brother's 12. Side of the hood.
And then especially where they're like, in freshman year of high school, I loved Blondie. I was so obsessed with Blondie. I had the Best of Blondie, the CD. I loved it. I had the little thing from the CD booklet. I had it in my binder. I was obsessed with it. But I was still young, still too young to get those lyrics down. But there was that song, you know, the main one, Heart of Glass. I always thought it was a gas, like, that can't be right. But then, as I got older, I discovered it was a gas was actually, you know, that saying from the 60s. Oh, it was a gas. Personally, that saying makes no sense to me, so I don't know why anybody would say that. I am glad that it's outdated now. As you go further and further into the song, there's still one part where I never got it. Never quite got there. If I fear I'm losing you, it's just no good. You cheese and I'm a camper. I kind of just make sounds, you know, that sound like it. You cheese and I'm a camper. That's it. That's what she's saying. Blondie, lyricist. Actually, I found out recently, I was on Wikipedia at work. That's what I do. I just read Wikipedia all day long. And I found out recently that actually Debbie Harry is not her real name. She was adopted. I don't remember what her real name was. I think it was Joanne. Oh, I don't know. It was something stupid. But she was adopted when she was two, and she never actually tracked down her birth parents, which I thought was really interesting. Anyway, back to misheard lyrics. One of my favorite misheard lyrics of all time is from that song, Are You That Somebody? By Aaliyah. You know, when she did the soundtrack to the Dr. Dolittle soundtrack? Tell me that somebody. Boy. In the beginning, you know how there's like those men, yeah, and they're like, baby girl.
Dirty South. Uh-huh. Can y'all really feel me?
Feel us.
East Coast feel me.
Feel us.
West Coast feel me.
Say what?
Dirty South.
Here we go.
I always thought they were saying dirty salad. You know? Like a salad? Dirty salad. Dirty, dirty. It also took me a really long time to get what she was saying too, even in the chorus. Anyway, in the chorus where she's like,
you can tell nobody,
I had no idea what she was saying there. I think because it's about having a baby that she's saying I'm talking about my lower body.
You can tell nobody,
but seriously, Aaliyah, what the hell kind of lyric is that? Oh, yeah. So you can imagine why I thought that was misheard. That guy, who's the dirty salad guy, when he comes in and does his rap, most of it is pretty good. He does a good job where he's like,
baby girl,
I'm the man from the big B.A. Won't you come play around my way, and listen to what I gotta say, And then where he's like, got people shake, hand up.
Rock shows here the Jen Japan, have people shaking my hand, baby.
Just because you follow a sentence with baby girl doesn't mean it can override anything you just said. We need to hear what you're saying. People shake. Obviously, there were some handshaking involved. The rest is I'm unsure.
Dirty South.
Here we go.
So you know that song from Dirty Dancing? I have yet to see Dirty Dancing. Don't give me shit about it. If you're one of those, Dirty Dancing, oh my god, you haven't seen it. No, haven't seen it. But, you know, I was a huge Coast 103.5 fan. I was a huge Coast 103.5 fan. I even, 2 years ago, I did a love thought, and they read my letter on the air and played my song. They, like, dedicated the hour to my love thought. You know how they do once on the hour for love songs on the coast? They do the big one where they play, like, the crashing waves in the background and, like, the sweet music. Well, it's like, and I knew the moment I saw you, you were the one. That. They read mine. So, anyway, huge love song fan. And Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing. That came out when I was, you know, relatively young. Obviously, I was not singing the right lyrics, but where she's like, I always thought she was saying fell asleep. Random one. In the spirit of the holidays, you know that song where it's like, that Christmas song where it's like, Holy Night.
Is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
So I was, I just found this one out 3 days ago because it was on, I think it was on 30 Rock, and I was just listening to it, and they said, it is the night of our dear Savior's burn. I thought she was saying burn, our dear Savior's burn. That is not it. That would be Easter, wouldn't it? Now, Glee I have a love-hate relationship with Glee. One, because they're getting full of themselves, and two, because they give away misheard lyrics. They enunciate so well. And also, like, you see video of the kids singing it, so you'll be able to, I'm able to read their lips better, which I don't like, dammit, because I find out that I've been singing the wrong lyrics. Ugh. I mean, it's okay to find out, but it's just to find out that way. You know, to find out from Glee. That's not the way I'd want to know. But, remember when they did Madonna Week? And there was a lot of Madonna music, and I realized I've been singing the wrong lyrics to a lot of Madonna songs. And that part where she goes,
"What you need is a big strong hand to lift you to your higher ground."
I thought she was saying, "Picture of him." What you need, girl, you need a picture of him.
What you need is a picture of him to.
Oh, that's ridiculous. And those Glee kids, they enunciate so well. So I knew in that song that it wasn't what you need is a picture of him. What you need is a big strong hand. A big strong hand.
What you need is a big strong hand to lift you to your higher ground.
You know, and it's disappointing sometimes when you find out the actual lyrics because you find out that yours were just better. Like a Virgin is one of those ones where this could go either way, this lyric, so you can't blame me for singing this one wrong. In the part where she's like, I thought she was saying, "But your love thought out." Like, you thought this out. Your love thought out. And then I didn't really know, like, while I was getting coal, you know? Like, because I was like, while I was getting coal. I guess that kind of sounds like what she's saying. But now, I saw Glee. I saw it on Glee. And she says, "Your love thawed out what was getting cold." I got it. I got it now. But, you know, it could go either way. Thawed out and thawed out sounded very, very similar. But all this time, I've been singing thawed out. I kind of thought, all this time, I thought Madonna really likes a thoughtful man, you know, like you're well thought out. Oh, you're well thought out. That's what I thought. You're well thought out. You know what I mean? Like, so not what it is. So I'm going to go ahead and say, damn you, Glee, on that one.
Yeah, you love thought out what was getting cold.
So, you know that song by Olivia Newton-John? She was on Glee, wasn't she? God, fuck, everybody's on Glee. But anyway, that song, Physical.
Let's get physical, physical.
That's another one that Glee kind of ruined, but it didn't. See, Glee just kind of solidified what I realized, about 5 years ago. Now, it took me a long time, one, to learn that that song was actually, like, kind of dirty. But mostly, there's this one part, she kind of, like, when you listen to the lyrics of that song, she kind of, like, sets the scene for you. And so she says, the part where she's like,
"I took you to an intimate restaurant."
I thought she was saying, like, an interlit. You know, like, "I took you to an interlit restaurant." Like, it was just lit well. that's why that song kind of set the scene for me. Because, you know, if I'm taking somebody to an interlit restaurant, it's going to be, like, just awesome lighting.
"I took you to an intimate restaurant."
This is totally nothing to do with what I was just talking about. As you can see, there's no rhyme or reason, no order really to this. Obviously, it was done in haste, but you know that song, Take My Picture by Filter?
"Do I take my picture? 'Cause I won't remember."
That song. I really love that song. I love that song a lot, actually. But most recently, and not most recent, I would say like 2 years ago. You know how you kind of go through phases with songs? I was going through a phase with this song like 2 years ago, and I realized the beginning of the song where he's like,
"Wake on my airplane, wake on my airplane."
I thought he was saying, "Where'd go my airplane?" Like, where'd it go? Where'd go my airplane?
"Wake on my airplane, wake on."
Honestly, it took me even that long to decipher the "where'd go" and the airplane part, you know, because I always just kind of made noises, like I said, "Wake on my airplane," you know what I mean? That's exactly how I sang it, because, you know, I'm not gonna look, you know that? Here's one that I don't really know for sure what it is, but I have my guesses. Disturbia by good old Rihanna. The very, very, very beginning where she's like,
"No more gas in the rig."
I always thought she was saying, "No more gas in the rig. There's no more gas in the rig. We gotta go."
No more gas in the rig.
But then again, then it could be no more gas in the red.
No more gas in the rig.
Like, that makes sense too. But no more gas in the rigs, it makes sense too. So I was kind of at this point where it's like, you know what? It's okay. It's okay, I can look. So I looked, and it's those lyrics websites. There's, I would say, about 50-50 of no more gas in the rig and no more gas in the red. I'm telling you, this is still undecipherable. So if you know anybody who has the Rihanna CD lyric booklet, bust it out, because I kind of want to know on this one. Now here's a fun one that takes me back to high school. Oh man, I was obsessed with Avril Lavigne. It was all Avril, all the time. And it was funny because I actually, I saw it on the cover of Entertainment Weekly, and I had no idea who she was. And back in the day, I was hardcore Entertainment Weekly, like cover to cover, Entertainment Weekly. I would even read the letters to the editor. That's how much I fucking love Entertainment Weekly. I don't subscribe to it anymore, but it was funny. My Uncle Bob got me a subscription for my birthday one year, and it stuck. And I loved Entertainment Weekly. So, seeing this girl on the cover, and it was Avril, and she had, like, gun fingers, and she made this, like, hey, kind of an Avril face, like, pointing at the, yeah, Avril. And the caption said, "Avril rocks." And I'm like, who the fuck is that? So I read everything, and I'm like, oh my god, I fucking love Avril Lavigne. And this was back in the day.
Back in the day!
When Napster was shut down, and there was WinMX. I don't know if you remember WinMX, but that was a good time, let me tell you. But this was back when they didn't separate the songs. They had some albums. If you wanted the whole album, you had to download the whole album, and it was all one track. So you had to skip to where the songs were. And I didn't find that too irritating, because I just let it sit for, like, I had to let it sit for about a week to finish downloading an album. Maybe even longer, depending on how much my mom used the computer and complained about how quote-unquote slow it was. Oh, Mom. Oh, Mom. But anyway, I'm going far off into the description of this song. I was super into Avril. Actually, she was my first concert. Avril Lavigne, my first concert. Oh, it was great. I'm not going to get into that. That has nothing to do with the misheard lyric here. But we're talking about double-sided lyrics, you know? Like Madonna. Your love thought, your love thought out. Your love thought out. It's very well thought out.
Oh, your love thought out.
Love it. Makes sense to me. Rihanna, no more gas in the rig. Couldn't be. Maybe there isn't any gas in the rig. No more gas in the red. Oh my god, we're in the red. Could go either way. Now with this one, by Avril. Now we know from Avril Lavigne's music that her boyfriends have always been just like huge douchebags. And in her, I was so hardcore Avril, I even had like unreleased stuff. And you know, the song she sang for Sweet Home Alabama, totally had that song. Oh my god, I loved that song. Down. That song rocked. Love that song. Everything Avril did. Even like 1 minute demo CDs. Oh, yes. Hardcore Avril. All the time. Anyway, there was a song called Get Over It. And I had this whole like, as you know, I listen to Avril Lavigne's music, like, a lot. And so, you know, some people, you'll talk to them, be like, when I hear a song, I think, oh, how can I dance to it? Or, ooh, this makes me want to paint this or draw this and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, mine is music video, obviously. Psh, gotta have a music video. So I had this amazing, or how I can use it in a movie, had this amazing music video idea for Avril Lavigne's song, Get Over It.
Slipping down a slide, I did enjoy the ride. Don't know what to decide, you lied to me.
There's a part in it where she could be saying, it's better than it sounds, or it's badder than it sounds. And knowing Avril Lavigne and how she never graduated high school, writes all of her own songs, it could be badder. Like, she could have used that lyric. And I Googled, and there was 50-50. And when you hear the lyric, and you hear it along with the song.
When I was feeling down, you'd start to hang around, and then I found your hands all over me. And that was out of bounds, you filthy rotten hound, it's better than it sounds, believe me.
You kind of, yeah. kind of get the point. You're like, oh my god, this guy totally raped Avril. That's totally what happened. So I also did a lot of Googling to find out if Avril Lavigne was ever raped, and that still has not been confirmed. But anyway, that brings me actually to my favorite misheard lyric of all time. All time. As you probably have guessed, seeing as I'm into like Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez, and I'm following like Ashley Tisdale on Twitter, like, you know, I love all that teen stuff. Now, when Disney Channel was actually acceptable for me, that was when it was good. We had fucking Phil of the Future.
Meet a boy named Phil and his family.
We had fucking Even Stevens and Lizzie McGuire. We had the best shows. And then Hannah Montana started, and it started going downhill after that. But, you know, it's okay. I can deal. But I was super into Phil of the Future.
Phil of the Future, he's a 22nd century man.
I just thought that show was the funniest show. It was so clever. So clever. And just like the little bits, and I was obsessed with the future and like time travel. I'm still obsessed with that kind of thing. But that's why this show really appealed to me. But I was also obsessed with Allison Michalka and how she had her band, Ally and AJ. Yes, loved Ally and AJ. Downloaded everything Ally and AJ, Into the Rush. Remember that song? Into the Rush. Yes, yes, that song. I had their album. And that was when I was learning sign language too, so I know all of their songs really well in sign language, or I did at least. I mean, recently I did one the other day in the car, and I was like, I haven't signed this song in a while.
Now it's all collapsed in my life.
Anyway, I'm going super far off track. Phil of the Future, Ally Michalka, loved her, the song. The song that ties into Avril Lavigne's rape. And that would be In a Second by Ally and AJ, my favorite misheard lyric of all time. Now, it's a sweet, cute little love song, but there's a part in it where it sounds like she's saying, you raped me. And after much Googling and I still haven't found if she was indeed raped, but just listen to the lyric. She says, you raped me.
There's this thing, an open door, walk right through to something more.
Doesn't it sound like that's what she's saying? Every time I play that song for somebody, immediately they say, what is she saying? For as far as I'm concerned, it's you raped me. You! And it sounds so funny when they say it so sweetly like that. It's like,
you raped me. My life would change in a second.
My life would change in a second. Of course it would. Anyway, after a lot of Googling, it is still not confirmed or denied. The rape of Avril Lavigne or the rape of Ally and AJ Michalka. Still unknown. But I don't know if you know this website, it's called Kiss This Guy. I think it's because of some like Prince song and there was a misheard lyric. It was Kiss This Guy, but they thought it was Kiss This Guy. And so that's this misheard lyrics website. And I even submitted this You Raped Me lyric and it was never accepted as a submission. I was really pissed off about it. Like, that is the best misheard lyric of all time. Ugh. Coming back to the nowadays-ish, back in June, I was super into this song. You know what? Maybe it wasn't in June, but either way, I was super into the song by Pinback because I heard it on Pandora, and it's called Seville. I don't even think they say the word Seville in the song, so still question mark on why it's called that. But there's two misheard lyrics in that song. It's a really cool song, really mellow, and there's a part where it's like, it could go one of two ways. I don't know what they're really saying, but my two lyrics are great. Here's one. Here's one interpretation. She's a fella.
She's a fella. She's a fella.
Or, this is the one I normally sing because I think this one just sounds more correct. I don't know. Better, more correct, one of the two. Sheet, umbrella. Two random objects that Pinback would decide to put in their song just to confuse us. I've cracked the code, everyone. I've cracked the code. Sheet umbrella.
Sheet umbrella. Sheet umbrella.
Totally what it is. Fuck you, Pinback. I got it. Now, I know that nothing can really top the misheard lyric from Ali and AJ, but I really like this one. Lady Gaga. Back in the fabulous year that was 2008. Oh my god. Worst year ever. Worst year ever. 2008. Oh my god. Well, the second half of 2008. You know, between like August and, that was an interesting time for me, music-wise. I don't know why I was into The Hills at the time, but I just was. I even wanted to make this, like, kind of Hills recap, and I even, like, downloaded the song that they use. Hey, it's me, Lauren. Living in LA is rough. But I was really into The Hills at the time, and you know how they stopped kind of making it about what The Hills was about, and they put in music, and they just play song after song after song, and then they do the little, hey, this song is called so-and-so, and it's all these little distractions to distract you from how awful the show is, but you know, it's fine, and that's the first time I ever heard Disturbia. I heard it from The Hills. No more gas in the rig, damn it.
No more gas in the rig.
But I heard that from The Hills, and I also got this other song, which was...
All of the people stop to rush. Stop to rush.
I know, I heard Just Dance because of The Hills. It's ridiculous, but that's when I actually first heard Lady Gaga. That was in the hills. And I remember it like it was yesterday. Anyway, in the beginning of Just Dance, the best misheard lyric, it's hilarious, because at the time I was hearing the word condiment a lot, you know, because I worked at the coffee shop, and so it's like, oh, the condiment stand, do a condiment check, condiment, condiment, condiment. So when I first heard the beginning of Just Dance, where it's like, the guy, he's like, chew!
Chew!
That also sounds like two things. It could be chew, like, chew? Anthony Chu?
Chu!
Or the number two.
Chu!
One of those two things, I think it is. But and then she's like, red wine!
Red wine!
Also, that could be confused with something, because there's a camera. I don't know if you know of it. I think it's by Canon. It's called the Red One. Most amazing camera ever. I want it. So, already at two misheard lyrics, Ms. Gaga. Getting off to a rocky start.
Red wine! Condiment.
I thought he was saying... condiment. Like I said, I was hearing the word condiment a lot. So it's like...
chew! Oh, red wine! Condiment!
As you can probably guess, I still sing these lyrics. I refuse to sing the other ones.
Condiment!
Here's a misheard lyric where most recently I discovered this. That song by Jennifer Page.
It's just a little crush.
That song. Can't get enough of that one. But this misheard lyric changes the entire point of the song for me. Now, I always thought that she was just, had this crazy crush on this guy, and oh my god, she just like melts when she sees him, and oh my god, it's like the best thing ever. I always thought she was saying, not like our thing. Every time we touch, not like our thing, every time we touch.
Not like our thing, every time we touch.
That's what I thought.
Not like our thing.
That's what I thought.
Every time we touch.
But now I just realized that she was saying, it's not like I faint every time we touch.
Not like our thing, every time we touch.
She doesn't even like him that much. It changes the entire mood of the song for me. I tell you, I now have a difficult time hearing that song because it's just bitchy. And now if you listen to it in that kind of bitch tone, like, it's just a little crush. It's not like I faint every time we touch or anything.
It's raising my adrenaline. You're banging on the heart of ten. Please don't make too much of it.
Me mishearing that lyric totally, did a 180 on that song for me.
That's not what I'm looking for. Oh,
here is another misheard lyric that ruins kind of a part of a song. Oh, Celine Dion. Oh man, I could go on for days about Celine Dion, but I'm not going to. All I'm going to say is that when I think Celine Dion, I think my dad, because he loved that song.
For all those times.
He loved that song. And we used to take kind of long road trips and we'd go camping. It wouldn't be that often. I think we only did it like 3 times, but those were just like highlights, you know, because they were so much fun, so it felt like we did it often. Anyway, I could go on for days about those trips, but my dad, Celine Dion CD, and there was only a select few things that my dad listened to. Persian music, Persian radio. Yanni, Live at the Acropolis. Shh. Sade. He loved Sade.
No need to ask, he's a smooth operator.
And of course, Celine Dion, Falling Into You.
For all those times.
And the very first track on the Celine Dion, Falling Into You. It's all coming back to me now. And that was the CD. That was her. Oh, that was such a good CD. Every single song on that album, I could just listen to over and over. My dad had a copy. My sister had a copy. I didn't need a copy because I had two. Well, actually, it ended up being one. Funny story. Actually, this was also a misheard lyric because it's a misheard story, so I can't tell it wrong. But I just found it out a week ago that I had this wrong. But my dad, like I said, when I think Celine Dion, I think my dad. And this is why. Because he loves Celine Dion, he played it on the camping trips, and his Celine Dion CD was stolen. It was stolen from him. This is why I thought that it was stolen, because this is how I'd heard the story, because I think my dad actually lost it himself, but he just assumed that it was stolen. Like him and his Virgo moon, oh, it was stolen, ah, someone stole my Celine Dion CD. Like, yeah, that's it, Dad. That's what it is. But wait to hear the story. This is why he would think this. So, my dad had this car. Worst car ever. Oh my god, this thing was a piece. It was a POS. It was the Nova. And there was, oh man, that thing was rusty and like the doors creaked and it was all cold in the morning. We would like have to get up super early to catch the bus and we'd get in the car and it's like super, super cold. So he would warm it up in the morning. Like he'd start it and then we'd all get ready for school and, you know, have breakfast and then we'd get in the car because it would take that long to warm up. Anyway, he had that car and then one day he gets inside of it, and his radio was stolen. His radio was stolen, and at the time, he thought he left his Celine Dion CD on the center console. So he comes in the house, and he's like, somebody stole my radio, and they stole my Celine Dion CD, too. It was on the center console. I know. That's where I left it. That's it. So, yeah, Dad, they looked in the Nova. They thought they could hotwire it, but then they saw the amazing radio and the incredible Celine Dion Falling Into You CD. Broken, stole it, left. So anyway, that's why that'll remind me of my dad. But back to the misheard lyric. Track one, It's All Coming Back to Me Now. You know that part in the bridge where she's like,
there were nights of endless pleasure. It was more than all your lousy love.
I thought she was saying, it was more than any lousy love.
It was more than all your lousy love.
Yeah, just now, I would say this year, earlier in the year, I realized that it was laws allow. It was more than any laws allow. But I totally thought it was lousy love. And that does change the mood a little bit. It was more than any, you know what I mean? It was more than any lousy love, or it was more than any laws allow. Like, wow, there's a huge difference between the two of those.
It was more than all your lousy love.
And anyway, going back to the Lady Gaga year, the amazing year that was 2008. At the end of 2008, November, Taylor Swift, Fearless, came out. And I had been a huge Taylor Swift fan, but it got huger because, like, something really, you know, not ideal happened to me in the summer of 2008. And then, whatever. Anyway, that album came out, and I listened to it constantly. I know every single song on Taylor Swift, Fearless album. I can sing all the lyrics, and I can do all the songs in sign language. Like, that is my album, Taylor Swift, Fearless, along with a bunch of other albums, of course. But, I mean, that was the last album where it's like, yeah, that album. There's a song called You're Not Sorry. I'm sure you know that song.
You're not sorry.
There is a lyric in there where I've just been kind of mumbling. It's so clear to me now what it is, but it came out most recently. I was at my mom's house, long story behind that, but my sister had a Taylor Swift song stuck in her head.
You're sorry, but
baby, like I did before.
You're not sorry.
No,
no,
you're not
sorry. Looking
so
innocent,
I might
believe you
if I
didn't know.
Could have loved you all
my
life
if you
hadn't
left me
waiting
in
the
cold.
No.
So when
we end, I have no idea what she says there.
And you got to share a
secret. And you got to share a secret. I'm tired of being less than no.
No, I'm not really putting any audio clips on here because one takes a really, really long time, and two, I've wanted to do this misheard lyrics thing for such a long time, and you know, I thought that conversation that we had one day.
What time are you here till?
Until 6:30.
I don't like you very much.
6:30. I love those days.
I don't.
You would have a decent schedule, you stupid slut.
God, I hate liking you.
I don't want to do this.
I'm not going to be nice to you anymore.
So, in honor of your illness last night, I watched all of the season 2 episodes of Sunny with a Chance. Started seeing you get thinner and thinner as the days go on. I know.
Poor Disney Channel.
All I did was I noticed that on Sunday she deleted her Twitter, and I'm like, no more tweets from Demi Lovato. What the hell? And then I saw rumors that it's because she had asthma, and I'm like, oh, what?
Why?
And then, comes out yesterday. Shaboom. Really bizarre. Yeah. But actually, I really like that it's so bizarre, and like she's so open about it.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
She was all bullied as a child.
Nobody likes you, Demi. You're never going to
amount to anything? Amount.
You're never going to amount to anything. And I'm a 5-year-old little person saying that.
Amint.
You want amint?
You will never amint to anything. Well, you can sit down anywhere in this frontal area and just listen for your name. I'm thinking well-oiled machine.
I like it a lot.
See, we banter off each other to kind of get their information and keep them entertained at the same time. So if we would have said 20 minutes, she would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well-oiled machine.
Oh, that was just too funny. Anyway, per that conversation we had a really long time ago, I don't know, I was just like, I love Amanda, and like, it's her birthday, and I haven't made one of these birthday CDs in a while, so. Anyway, I'm gonna end now, because I've talked quite a bit about Misheard Lyrics, and I have so many more, you have no idea how many Misheard Lyrics that I really do have. Now, there's a whole gap of story between Taylor Swift's old album and the one that just recently came out. A whole gap of really, really interesting stuff, music and everything, and as you can see, my whole life is, you know, connected through music, but I could talk forever and ever, but, you know, at some point I have to realize I need to stop, because I could just talk. So, I'm gonna end with a song that reminds me of a lot of things, but mainly Dana Delaney. I don't know if you know who Dana Delaney is, but she's amazing. I worked at a lot of places. I also worked at a bank. Two different banks. Actually, the same bank, but two different branches. One in Santa Monica and the other one in Laguna Niguel. Anyway, I would listen to the same music as I would go to work. And the day that Dana Delaney came in and made her deposit, I was like, oh my God, it's Dana Delaney. I went home and this song came on shuffle by Savage Garden. Remember them? This song is totally indecipherable. All I know is chicka cherry cola. I got that part. But anyway, that song is, one, misheard lyrics-wise, it's indecipherable. And two, it reminds me of Dana Delaney because she came in that day, I listened to that song, and on my way home, I just, like, my eyes were scanning the streets for Dana Delaney. I'm like, she could be on any street. She could be anywhere. She could be in that Ralph's. And this song is playing, and it'll just remind me of kind of driving down that one street, 33rd. yeah. Dana Delaney lives on this street. No, she doesn't. But her office is on that street. Anyway, Amanda, happy birthday. I hope you enjoyed the misheard lyrics and, you know, a little bit of stories here and there. And you like my voice. So I had to get you a gift. I had to do something. So here it is. I hate you. Conversation is a time I'm praising the interaction of a lover and a nip at the time I'm talking. Using symbols, using what's gonna be like into a deep sea diver who is swimming with the raincoat. Come stand a little bit closer, breathe in and get a bit higher. You never know what hit you when I get to you.
I just close my eyes and I'm taken to a place where your crystal mind and magenta feelings take up shelter in the face of my spine. Shit like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight. And if it happens again, I'ma move so silently to the arms and the lips and the face of the human cannibal that I need to. I want you.
Ooh, I want you, I don't know if I need you.
what they're saying.